News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. A bill that seeks to make it clear that the government in Delhi means the lieutenant governor was passed by the Lok Sabha on Monday, amid strong opposition from the Congress and the Aam Aadmi Party, which said that the legislation is unconstitutional. Union Minister of State for Home G. Kishan Reddy said the Government of National Capital Territory of Delhi Amendment Bill 2021 has become necessary as there has been ambiguity in certain issues related to the functioning of the Delhi government, and several cases were also filed in courts. According to the bill, the government in Delhi means the lieutenant governor, and it also makes it mandatory for the Delhi government to take the opinion of the LG before any executive action. Please do not say that it is a political bill. It is being brought to end ambiguity in certain issues, as Delhi is a union territory. It will end certain confusion or technicality and enhance the efficiency of the administration, he said. Reddy also stressed that by bringing the bill, there has been no murder of democracy. The minister said when the GNCTD Act was enacted in 1991 by the then Congress government, Delhi was made a union territory with an assembly with limited legislative powers. We did not do that. It was a Congress government which piloted the act then, he said. Reddy said the lieutenant governor is an administrator, so he has the right to know the day-to-day affairs. We have not snatched any power from the Delhi government, nor we have given any additional power to the LG, he said. He strongly objected to some opposition members' reference that the Modi government is dictatorial and said the NDA government has not done anything wrong or new, but just ended ambiguity and brought clarity on the Delhi government. If we are wrong, we will listen to the abuses, but without being wrong, we won't tolerate abuses. It is aimed at bringing more transparency, Reddy said. He said that there has been cordial relations between the central and Delhi governments since 1996, and all differences were resolved through discussions. However, since 2015, some issues have come up and cases were filed before the Delhi High Court, which also gave certain rulings, Reddy said. He said the court had also ruled that the LG should be informed on executive issues of the city government. Delhi's ruling Aam Aadmi Party has opposed the bill. Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal had even urged the central government to take back the bill and said the AAP dispensation was ready to fall at the Modi government's feet for its withdrawal. Bollywood stars Kangana Ranaut and Manoj Bajpayee, along with their South colleague Dhanush, on Monday won top acting honours at the 67th National Film Awards, which walked the tightrope between mainstream and indie cinema. Director Priyadarshan's Malayalam film Marakkar, Arabi Kadalin Tisimham, was declared Best Film, and Sanjay Puran Singh Chauhan named Best Director for the Hindi film Bahattar Hure by the jury headed by filmmaker N. Chandra, who said they judged the movies not as gods but as parents. Late actor Sushant Singh Rajput's Chichore, directed by Nitesh Tiwari, was adjudged the best Hindi film in the awards for 2019. The national awards given by Directorate of Film Festivals, which comes under the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, were delayed by a year due to the pandemic. This is the fourth national award for Ranaut, who is known for her combative comments and hit the headlines when she locked horns with the Maharashtra government after her office was demolished by the BMC. She won the Best Actress award this time for her performance in the Hindi films Panga and Manikarnika. The other three national award wins were Best Actress for Tanuved's Manu Returns and Queen, and the Best Supporting Actress trophy for Fashion. Bajpayee, considered one of Hindi cinema's finest performers, won the Best Actor award for his role in the Marathi film Bhosle. He shared the prize with South star Dhanush, who won it for his role in the Tamil hit Asuran. Bajpayee previously won the National Award for Best Supporting Actor for Satya, whereas this is Dhanush's second National Award. I'm really happy and thankful who believed in this film, Vajpayee said, thanking directors, cast and producers. In a video posted on Twitter, Ranaut thanked the teams of both the films and said the award is shared by them all. Best director Chauhan said he's overwhelmed at his second national award after the 2010 film Lahore, for which he won the Indira Gandhi Award for Best Debut Film of a Director. There were so many wonderful films, I am so overwhelmed. To get it now in the Best Director category is humbling. I am quite speechless. I am on cloud nine, Singh told PTI. The award for the best film on social issues went to the Marathi film Anandi Gopal. The Nargis Dutt Award for National Integration was given to Tajmal, and the popular film providing wholesome entertainment was given to the Telugu movie Maharshi, starring Mahesh Babu. The Indira Gandhi Award for Best Debut Film of a Director went to Helen by Mathukutty Xavier. The Malayalam film also bagged award in the Best Makeup category. Director Vivek Ranjan Agnihotri was named the Best Dialogue Writer in the Screenplay category for his film Tashkent Files, which also helped Agnihotri's actor wife Pallavi Joshi land the Best Supporting Actress win. Agnihotri said winning the honour is a dream come true. Actor Vijay Sethupathi was declared the Best Supporting Actor for his critically acclaimed role of trans woman Shilpa aka Manikam in the Tamil film Super Deluxe. After the announcement, Sethupathi thanked director Thyagarajan Kumararaja on Twitter. The award for Best Original Screenplay went to filmmaker Kaushik Ganguly for the Bengali film Jeshthaputra, and Best Adapted Screenplay to Srijit Mukherjee for Gumnami in Bengali. Hindi film Kasturi was declared the best children's film, and Monpa language film Water Burial was named the best film on environment. The permissible age for drinking or consumption of liquor in Delhi has been reduced from 25 years to 21 years. Making the announcement, Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia, who also heads the Finance Ministry, said, in different states in the country, the permissible age for liquor consumption is different. Many times, questions have been asked about the high permissible age in Delhi, while in Noida, Uttar Pradesh, it is less. The group of ministers has recommended that in Delhi, the permissible age for liquor consumption should be the same as in Noida, UP. In Noida, the permissible age for the consumption of liquor is 21 years. The Deputy Chief Minister also said that for those below the age of 21 years, the government will bring in age gating so as to prohibit people below 20 years, if they are on their own, from entering restaurants and bars selling liquor. The major decision, which has been in the offing for some time after the expert committee and the group of ministers formed by the Excise Department to suggest reforms to eliminate all factors that encourage liquor mafia in Delhi, submitted its report. The government has also received 14,700 suggestions from the public. Sisodia said that from now onwards in Delhi, the government will not own any liquor shops. Sisodia explained, more than 50% of the liquor shops are owned by the government, and these are home to a lot of corruption, such as brand pushing, theft of tax, etc. But the government earns more revenue from the 40% of privately owned liquor shops than the government-owned liquor shops. Additionally, unlike the present situation, the government said no liquor shop will be opened in an area of less than 500 square feet. No counters will open towards the road. No sale will be outside. It will be the responsibility of the shop owner to maintain law and order, cleanliness in the premises, and ensure that no open consumption of liquor happens. The Delhi government is also in the process of coming up with its own standards to check the production or sale of spurious liquor and ensure that the quality of the liquor available in Delhi matches international standards. The Deputy Chief Minister said liquor sold in Delhi will match international standards to ensure that there is no low-quality or spurious liquor. The government will bring in its own international system of checking the quality. The Kejriwal government will also focus on the equitable distribution of liquor shops across the capital, while committing to not opening any new liquor shops at the same time. No new liquor shops have been opened in Delhi since 2016. A devastating fire raced through a sprawling Rohingya refugee camp in southern Bangladesh on Monday, destroying hundreds of shelters and leaving thousands homeless, officials and witnesses said. The fire at Balukhali camp in Cox's Bazar district broke out in the late afternoon and spread quickly through at least four blocks, said Mohammad Shamshud Duza, additional commissioner of the government's Refugee Relief and Repatriation Commission. He said at least four units of firefighters were struggling to control the blaze due to its rapid spread. Louise Donovan, a spokeswoman for the UN Refugee Agency, said in an email that fire services, rescue and response teams and volunteers were at the scene. So far, the fire has affected shelters, health centers, distribution points and other facilities. Volunteers are supporting those affected, she said. No casualties were immediately reported, but deaths and injuries were feared. No details on the missing could be confirmed. Two Rohingya refugees told the Associated Press at the scene that the fire had spread very quickly and continued to rage into the night on Monday. Several videos posted on social media showed clouds of smoke billowing from the camp. Bangladesh has sheltered more than a million Rohingya Muslims, the vast majority having fled Myanmar in 2017 in a major crackdown by Myanmar's military. The UN has said the crackdown had a genocidal intent, a charge Myanmar rejects. Bangladesh has hosted the refugees in crowded refugee camps and is eager to begin sending them back to Buddhist-majority Myanmar. Several attempts at repatriation under a joint agreement failed because the Rohingya refused to go, fearing more violence in a country that denies them basic rights, including citizenship. In January, another fire destroyed hundreds of shanty-like homes in the camp, leaving thousands without shelter. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.